fighting fair when it's so tempting to go for the throat? How do we slow ourselves down enough to make fighting into something productive? Well, it certainly helps to know what you're even fighting about. If we know there's something, an issue, that needs to be changed, we can intentionally work to change it. Take steps, little actions, see growth. But what if we're fighting because our feelings are hurt and maybe we don't even realize it? When your feelings are hurt, I think it's easy to get particularly nasty when it's maybe not your intention to do so. So those hot button issues, I think everyone has them. In order to interrupt associated anger, we gotta be mindful, gotta know what we're carrying around. One thing might bother us and another might not, or it could be something like a tone of voice, the way it's said in, either because it sounded condescending or maybe it reminded the person of their own parents or someone else who just brought up something bad. There are so many things that can get lost and go wrong so quickly in communication, especially among lovers and people who are close to each other. So, I guess the starting point is that if you really want make some changes in how you relate to people you love, recognizing it, knowing how you want to be towards them and what behaviors show you're doing that. So if it's that you want to be less angry towards your partner, what is it your anger looks like? What are the behavioral cues when they look at you? How can they tell that you're getting angry? Your cheeks start to turn red. You start squeezing your hands. You pace. Is it just immediate screaming? There are definitely kind of cues that can show that something's happening. So first kind of figure out those things and kind of go around to the opposite. So how can you show, instead of being angry, that you're listening? What behaviors show that? That you have your hands calmly in your lap, that you're making eye contact, that you're nodding. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, you kind of figure out specifically what you want to change. And then think about it. Do it. Try to interrupt those patterns. If you feel yourself going into that angry space, you gotta kind of have some go-to techniques for what you're gonna do instead. I think if it's a, you know, a really bothersome situation, taking space is a healthy thing. Sometimes it agitates people because they want to fight it out and figure it all out right then and there. It's not always the best approach just because it's the quickest and most immediate. So take a breather, return to the issue. You know, part of how to talk is doing it actively. So being an active listener, an active speaker. I guess what I mean by that is it's really helpful if when one person has said something, the other one takes a moment and kind of says back, rephrases to the other one. So what I heard you saying was that it bothers you that I peed on the toilet seat again, or, you know, whatever the issue is. Like, make sure that you're explaining like what you heard, basically, because you want them to correct for accuracy, that you understood them correctly, or did you not understand them correctly. It gives them a chance to correct it before all shit hits the fan. So I think that that is, you know, again, it's something that requires minor effort and just telling yourself to do it. Taking that breath and collecting your thought and rephrasing it, reflecting it back to your partner or the person that you're trying to speak with. It's a good way to keep a conversation level and for people to feel heard. So I think a lot of times angry responses can come from the fact we either don't think the person is listening, that they don't care, that they don't hear us, whatever, variations off of that. And more realistically, a lot of such disputes are a miscommunication or a misinterpretation of the message that was sent, because if one person interprets a benign message in a defensive manner for whatever reason, it's going to affect the way communication flows. So I guess what I can't stress enough is that it is possible to absolutely rein some of this crazy stuff in if you can really really make it important to you, make it a priority, be intentional about it, and figure out some specific behaviors that need to be altered and build off of it. When it's important, that's what we should do. We should take the time and kind of demonstrate that it's worth it to us to react differently.